Very pleased to be joined by our next guest, his first visit with the program. Since being announced as the new general manager of the Calgary Flames, he is Brad Treliving. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How's life?
Well, it's been busy, I'll be honest with you. It's been a little bit hectic here since last week, but it's exciting, and we've got a lot of work in front of us, but it's been a busy but great week.
Got more than a bag of clothes with you now, or are you getting a little bit settled?
Well, I got a bag of dirty clothes with you now. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it's slowly. I had to go back to Phoenix here the last few days to sort of tie up some things and get a load of laundry, and came back, and we were over in Abbotsford yesterday to meet with the guys over there. So, yeah, lots to do.
Yeah, funny, back to Phoenix as it's snowing here all weekend. We're on to you already, mister. We got you all figured
yeah.
out.
Yeah, thanks for the hospitality there. It was 91 when I left and white stuff when I landed.
I want to ask you about Abbotsford, obviously a couple of things. We'll start with the relocation. Your involvement in the AHL is very well documented. Tell us about Glen Falls, the area, and why this is a great fit for you as an NHL franchise to have your affiliate there.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people would look at it and say, what the heck are they doing? You know, being in Abbotsford and the close proximity from Abbotsford to Calgary, which, again, is very, you know, it makes it a lot easier for call-ups and whatnot. The difficulty at the American League level is you build your program to enhance development. And once the players are in Adirondack, it may seem a distance, and it is a distance from Calgary to upstate New York, but Adirondack and the Glens Falls areas might be the best situated team in the league in terms of their travel. So once the kids are there, they're in their beds most nights, there's short travel to the games around them, and really what it is it's enhanced practice and development time. You look at the number of nights, and I believe I was going through it, the other day here in Abbotsford, I think it was 83 nights that they were on the road.
Mm-hmm.
As the comparable in Portland, Maine, where you know, in Phoenix, the affiliate was, I think we were on the road 11 nights. So it just gives you an indication that those are, you know, in some cases 60, 70 days more of quality practice, less wear and tear, and ultimately what the most important thing is, better development.
11 days on the road?
Yeah.
Compared
11 nights, 11 overnights.
Compared to 80.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And because you fight that, because people say, well, why are you going to New York? Well, often it's not the proximity to Calgary you need, it's the proximity to the opponents that you need. And you can't have, I guess, you can't have everything when you're in the West as an NHL team. You got to have one or the other. And I would think even when you need those, maybe an emergency call-up or that, a lot of times maybe you're on the road and it's a shorter trip from Adirondack to wherever you might be on the road than it would be to Calgary. So maybe
yeah,
it balances out.
Absolutely. And it's not perfect. I mean, you guys have seen the American League for a lot of years. It's a great development situation. It's not perfect for guys like us out in the West. And, you know, there's been talk recently as we go forward of trying to get our own grouping, if you would, in the West, where you can have sort of the best of both worlds, where you're close to some opponents, you're close to your home market. But you're right. When you look at a call up here right now, 41 at home, 41 away, there's, you know, it's not a given that every time a player is coming, he's coming directly to Calgary, we could be on the road. So not, again, there's always some work to be done, but getting closer and getting sort of in the grouping of where the teams are, we think is a good move for us.
As far as we'll call them the Heat for now. As far as the Heat is concerned, whose responsibility will that fall on? Will that be the assistant general manager whenever he's announced, or does that remain a Craig Conroy duty, or how do you see that playing?
I'm available.
And Warner says he's available.
Well, that was number three on the list,
right?
We were going through that, so that's good to know. You know, it's to be determined. I mean, traditionally, you look at that as a duty that would fall under the assistant manager's position. Now, having said that, everybody's going to have their hand in it. And when I say that, you know, whether it be personnel side, whether it be on the administrative side, you know, our scouting, the directors of both staffs will be involved in terms of just, we need to be very current. I mean, the most important part of the job in this league is knowing the personnel. There's lots of things to do, but at the end of the day, this job is about making the best decisions on players. And first and foremost, we have to know our players better than anybody else. And that, as silly as that may sound, that is a common. There is mistakes made when you don't know your own players. So whether you're on an amateur side, whether you're on the pro side, whether you're at assistant manager position, whatever, our players, our people are going to know our players very well. So as far as day-to-day duties, those are things that I'm working sort of through right now. Craig has done a phenomenal job. He was with me in Abbotsford yesterday. He knows the players. He knows the team. He's very well respected, and he will play a major part in the Glens Falls teams going forward.
Just quickly, Rhett's dying to ask you a question. I know that we talked to Troy Ward. I know that his contract status and the coaches there are at the end of their deals. Can you speak to where Troy Ward and those gentlemen are at?
Yeah, I met with them yesterday. I think, as I told them, I said, you know, I was really impressed with the job they did from the outside. I think he's been a good coach for a long time. Like, I followed Troy. You know the people in the league. I look at, you know, and for me, it's not, again, wins and losses is not, you know, doesn't rule the day at the American Hockey League. It's how many players, you know, where were they in September? Where were they in December? Where were they in April? And I think those, you know, the players got better. You saw those players come up and were ready to perform. We're going to just sort of work through that over the next few days. You know, as I told Troy, you know, I need to get to know him a little bit. He needs to get to know me. And, you know, we're going to try to fast-track that, but I think there's a really, you know, it's an eager group down there. They want to be involved, and we're going to just sort of see where this thing gets to here over the course of the short next little while.
Brad Treliving, General Manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Fans here are obviously excited, even though it was a fourth-last place finish, but everyone in town's excited with all the changes and all the new faces. I know you've only been here a short time, but you've been around and you know lots of the players. Is there one guy that sticks out to you that you're excited to see come to training camp? Is it a Goudreau? Is it maybe a second chance for Sven Berchi? Is there someone out there that you're really looking to get to know?
That's a good question. I think, you know, I mean, it's hard to say one. I think there's a lot of things that get you excited. I think, you know, I mentioned that when I was introduced there and talked to him a short time after. I'm really excited to be working with Mark Giordano. You know, I think that at the end of the day, you need, this thing all starts with leadership, and it starts with who's going to drag the group along. And again, watching from the sidelines there last year, I've been a big fan of as a player for a long time, but this guy, you know, this guy, it looked natural for the captaincy to be on him. I thought he had a warrior attitude, and as you know, Rhett, so many times a team takes shape after its coach, after its captain, after its leadership, and I thought he embodied what this team was all about. So, you know, to be able to work with Mark is exciting. And yeah, some of the young players you talked about, I'm helping out with Team Canada on for the World Championships and getting to see where Sean Monahan gets to. You know, this is going to be a challenge for him because, you know, little expectations last year. Everybody knows who Sean Monahan is. Everybody's going to want to give him a hug and spend 15 minutes with him this summer. The challenge is how can he get better? Barchi, young player like that. You know, there's been sort of some sidesteps. Where does he get to? Johnny Gaudreau. So there's some, to say one would probably be, you know, I probably couldn't, but there's a lot of exciting things that you're eager to get to camp. There's lots of work to be done, but you're eager to get to camp.
What's the biggest thing you're looking forward to as far as being the top guy? Is it just the challenge of the whole thing, or is there anything specific that you really are excited about?
I'm excited. I like to build. Like I like to, you know, and it's not necessarily talking about putting your stamp, but it's just building, seeing where we are today, and you know, that's both on and off the ice, building a front office group, and you know, now that we've made the announcement with Glens Falls, building that staff, building that club, and then ultimately, you know, what's really important is building this team and you know, seeing those little steps, because I know where we all want to get to, and that's what we're working towards. But, you know, you hopefully take some big steps along the way, but it's usually an accumulation of little steps. So I'm really excited about just putting those, you know, each day we're just going to try to add another layer and add another little piece and take a little step forward. So that, you know, that process, the process of building a team, a culture, those things excite me. And that's, you know, it's exciting.
Brad Treliving is the general manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I want to ask you a couple specifics in a moment, but I'm just curious, as a general manager, now obviously your associations and relationship with hockey people run deep, but as a new general manager on a new team, when you reach out to GMs around the league, how do you go about doing that? Do you pick up the phone and call each of them individually? Is it email, or how do you go about touching base with everybody and kind of letting them know that you're on the job and you're open for business?
Yeah, you know, the group's been excellent. You know, coming into the job, I was going through that the other day. There's probably 25 of the managers that I feel I've got a good relationship with in terms of knowing them. So, once the announcement happened, probably 23 of them reached out to say hello. And that, you know, that's really a big part of the job, is you have to know, you know, you have to build a relationship. And I think as you go along, you're probably, you know, talking with Brian a lot and talking with Don Maloney a lot, you're probably going to find yourself having a sort of a smaller group or a real close network that you do a lot of your dialogue with. But you have to know what's going on in the league. You have to know what people are looking to do or trying to do. And, you know, that's going to create a thought and idea with you and your group. And so a big part of the job is really, you know, the relationship part and making sure you're in tune and you're working the phones to find out what's going on in each of the markets and what their needs might be, and ultimately how, you know, if there's something there that could help you. So, you know, and it's been a very welcoming group. You know, there's a pretty special bond between the group. You compete like crazy and try to, you know, bash each other's brains in from 7 to 10 at night during the season, but they've been a lot of help in terms of, you know, advice and those types of things. So, you know, ultimately it's a real good group.
We are less than 2 months away now to July 1st. We have been told by Brian Burke for some time that there was another contract, or at least an offer, sent to Mike Camilleri. We've heard nothing. Is it safe to say, Brad, that we can expect Mike Camilleri to be going to free agency July 1?
Well, where it sits right now, I think it'd be a little bit premature for me to come. Just I had a short conversation with Mike when I was here last week. It was real good. Mike came up. We visited for a little bit. I told him, let me figure out where the bathroom is and not get lost in the office for a couple of days, and I'll get back to him and just sort of get a sense of where he's at. You know, as you guys know, he's at the stage based upon where he's at in his contract and the rights under CBA where he can become an unrestricted free agent July 1st and see what the market is and see where, you know, his thought is or what people think about him around the league. So, as Brian said, we made an offer. We want him to be a Flame. I plan on following up here in the next few days with Mike and his representative and just get a little bit better sense of where they're at, where the process is at. And like I said, probably another week or so, I'd probably have a better, you know, I'd have a better answer to that question.
I'm going golfing with him next week if you
say hello.
Yeah, get some details. Well, you'll be in Minsk, won't you? You'll be in Belarus. It'll be a little different there.
Yeah.
How young do you expect, or how much change do you expect there to be? Because we know this is we're in a rebuild, and that's maybe an overused term. But I'm curious, with so many young guys, and you're going to have a fourth overall pick, and maybe he doesn't make the NHL right away, but there are still, it would seem like there's a crop of guys who are knocking at the door, and that's what you want. I just wonder, do you want this to be a really young team, a year of development, or how do you see it?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're going in right now. We've we've got to introduce some young people into our lineup. Now, having said that, my philosophy is very simple. It's nothing is given, it must be earned. And to me, as you go through and as we go through the summer here and sort of evaluate and get the staff's thoughts on where players are at, I spoke to a number of them yesterday in Abbotsford, and my message was this: it's, you know, more is going to be expected. This is a very, very important summer for you. And not just, you know, you think you're working, you have to, you know, you need to put in the work that you've never done before. And ultimately, the player is going to determine whether he's ready or not. It's the organization's responsibility that if and when that player is ready, and if he's deserved that opportunity, that there's space and room available for him to play. And that's what I've told the young players that we feel are at or close to, you know, being in the league, is, you know, you've got to determine it. You know, it's not going to be me. It's not going to be Bob. It's not necessarily going to be anybody else other than the player that's going to say, I'm ready to take this job. And having said that, you know, as I said to a lot of those young players, and Rhett, you know, from your career, there's also veteran players that aren't necessarily sitting here all summer and figuring out how they're going to let a young player take his job. You know, you have to come in and earn it. You have to come in and take somebody's seat. You have to take somebody's place in the lineup. And to me, that's how we get better. When the young players earn it, when the young players show that they've now moved beyond somebody in the organization, that's the only way we're going to get better. So how are we going to look? I expect us to, you know, we're going to continue to grow with some young, with our young players. But this is a league that if you're not ready to be in the league, it can eat you up. And I've gone through it. I've experienced it. In Phoenix early on, and you have to be ready to, to be able to play in the league. So, you know, I'm excited with some of the young players that we have in the organization. You're right. We've got a draft and 5 picks in the first 3 rounds here at the end of June. So we're going to continue to look at, you know, how other ways that we can add players in the age group that we want to build with. So it's an exciting time for us.
Out of the, and it's, I guess, maybe a little bit, because you go from Phoenix, where you're dialed in, you think you know where you're going to be picking there as a member of the Coyotes, and then you get this job, and now you're into the top 4. Out of the top, what seems to be kind of the consensus top 4, Aaron Ekblad, Sam Reinhart, Dreisaitl, and Bennett, have you had a chance to see any of these young men?
Yeah, I've seen them all. You know, I you know, really where I focused in on in my job in Phoenix was, you know, really I wanted to be current on the top 30 and be able to, you know, as our list would sit up the top 30 and be able to be articulate and have a true opinion. And you're right, as the season goes on and as you narrow your scope in terms of where the grouping that we probably would be looking at in Phoenix, you narrowed it. But I feel, you know, I've seen those players, and it's a good group. I think there's some, you know, there's probably a step to the draft where there's you know, a grouping of players. People may have them in different orders, you know, but through that first round, there's probably a group of 5, a group of 5, a group of, you know, 5 or 6. So, but I've seen them, and there's some really good players at the top end of this draft.
So who are you taking?
Well, you know, that's something that we're going to spend a lot of time talking about from here,
okay,
till the draft. And once we figure that out, we're still not going to tell you.
Okay,
we'll tell everybody then.
Well, we'll be there. We'll be in Philly. I guess we'll talk about it then. Thanks for your time, man. It's great. I think a lot of people are really excited to have you as the face of this franchise in many respects. A guy that's earned and worked hard to get to this spot. There's not much you haven't done within the game. And now it's be a general manager, and congrats on that. And I don't know if you're like us, but we were besieged with Boston pizza jokes the minute you got the job. So hopefully those are few and far between moving forward.
Well, yeah, no, I got those too. And I appreciate it, guys, and look forward to chatting with you in the days, weeks, and months, and years ahead.
Sounds great. Good luck overseas.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. There's Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, who, yes, his dad owns Boston Pizza.
And that's the last we ever mentioned.
I would hope.